views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry. So glad that you're all here listening in today. We've got some changes on the show today, and they're good changes. By the way, we're not going to be doing call-ins today. We're going to be talking instead to Maureen St. Germain, who has jumped right in today, and it's going to give us a great kind of overview of her work. She's got a new book out called Be a Genie, Create Love, Success, and Happiness, and also talking about quantum physics, Secrets of Sacred Geometry, which I'm real interested in finding out more about. If you were kind of thinking that today we were going to be talking with Karen Hager, we were going to be, but she had a health issue come up and is unable to make it today. So we're going to all collectively right now just send her a lot of love, healing, and prayers for whatever it may be that she's going through. So wishing her the best of healing today and every day. And we're going to jump in and talk to Maureen, who, kind of like I said, was willing to do this within less than 24 hours notice. Maureen is, she's been leading workshops and tours since 1994. Her focus is personal development and spiritual awakening. She has developed an impressive array of practical tools to assist individuals in applying quantum physics using sacred geometry. Maureen's workshops and seminars are in demand all over the world. She is insightful, compassionate, intuitive, and funny. As a seeker, she shares the knowledge she has gained by studying ancient truths over many years. So I'm going to introduce her. I mean, she'll introduce herself in a moment. But before I do that, I do want to mention that we're going to be talking primarily today about her latest book, Be a Genie. And this book in particular assists people in meeting and surpassing their life dreams and goals using the laws of quantum physics, sacred and the secrets of sacred geometry, along with easy-to-learn, step-by-step practical tools and practices. So, a lot to talk about today. How are you doing, Maureen?
I'm so happy to be with you. Yeah.
Yes, well, so happy you're here. You know, for people who are maybe new to the work you're doing and what you're involved in, I'm wondering if you could give us kind of a beginner's level introduction, just explanation into what is quantum physics and how would you also define sacred geometry so we, before we dive in deeper, we can kind of all be on the same page.
Okay, well, speaking of your dial, please, everyone, hang on because it sounds kind of scary right now, and I'm not going to be very scary at all. Quantum physics is anything that's smaller than an atom. So it's very straightforward in the idea that you're always looking at the world from under a microscope or under a multiplied microscope, and that's what quantum physics is. It's the study of particles that are smaller than an atom. And the reason we study that is because modern science is showing us a world that we didn't know existed. And we're discovering that 40 to 50% of what we do in the modern technology is directly related to quantum physics. Things like cell phones, pagers, remote controls are all using the principles of quantum physics. And when you can suddenly tie that to a way to manifest, it begins to change who you are, because you've opened up the paradigm of who you are, and you're no longer limited by what the belief system you used to have. Not too many of us were taught quantum physics, even though it's over 100 years old.
True. So quantum physics, I like your definition, is the kind of the bigger scientific, if we looked in the scientific lens, it would be the study of particles under the microscope that are smaller than atoms. So
right.
We're talking
so it's
about
almost the smaller science. When you, I mean, it's kind of a joke when you think about it, because we often use the term quantum to imply massively huge.
Yeah, right.
But
in
the scientific terms, quantum means massively small.
Powerful is the atom? Is it more powerful? Is there any kind of energetic kind of measurement of that?
Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of particles that are smaller than the atom. But the reason why it's important is because if we could understand what we're made of, then we could go back to the basic formula of what we're made of to co-create and create the world we want to live in. So the benefit to understanding quantum physics is to be able to see what's going on in a subatomic level and then match it to the 3D world. I'd like to give you an example that'll be
Please
very
do.
Easy to understand.
Right.
Okay, so
we've got lots of noise today.
The example is headphones that are called noise-canceling headphones. And a noise-canceling headphone is a tool that has been around for over 30 years.
Well, if you are anything like me, I really want to know about this, because it seems like, you know, energy is energy. And if we're particles smaller than an atom, if that's kind of, we're talking about kind of energy that is not necessarily, well, I know. I mean, what I'm about to say doesn't make sense, of course. But, you know, we can't see energy. It's not tangible. But I would imagine that it's energy that is kind of present all the time, and understanding and awareness. Because I tell you, in my work, one of the things I've discovered is that energy definitely communicates. I tell you, this is kind of like a crazy day right now. I got my phone ringing. All right, let me. Okay. All right. So anyway, what I was saying is that energy. Maureen is back. Maureen, are you there?
Yeah.
Good. And save me here.
Fun, as we go into this noise canceling headphones, and suddenly my mic goes dead. I'm so sorry.
You said that, and you completely canceled.
Now that's
like quick manifestation, isn't it?
It is. So what I was trying to explain about noise canceling headphones, I'd like to get to the punchline pretty quick because I don't want to lose anyone. Noise canceling headphones work, and they reduce sound so that a person can listen in peace while they're riding on an airplane or while they're mowing the lawn. And the first time I ever heard of noise-canceling headphones, I dismissed the idea that you could cancel sound, because I didn't believe it was possible to cancel something once it was created. Now, what I've learned is that noise-canceling headphones work on the principle of recreating a sound that is repeatable. So the engine of a lawnmower or the engine of a jet is repeatable, and they capture a piece of it, and then they create the inverse wave and match those two up. And what that does is collapse the wave. So at that point, the sound has been removed. But you can never remove a sound that you haven't been able to replicate. So for example, the billboard that I saw one time at an airport with three people sitting in an airplane, a mom at the window, a little boy in the middle, and a businessman with his noise-canceling headphones, him sitting there smiling sweetly, and this little boy, instead of a head, has a megaphone. Now, the inference, of course, is that he can enjoy his flight without this little boy bothering him. But the truth is, that little boy is not predictable. You and I are not predictable. But we can use this principle. And the principle we're going to use is called twofers. And twofers are the ability to cancel out something that's there that's causing us to have to not have what we want. So every time we have a negative thought, we're telling the universe, oh, yeah, bring her more of that.
I see. Right,
because
right.
of what we're sending out. You know, we get what we send mm-hmm. out.
That's a good example. We're going to have to take a break real quick, and we'll be right back with Maureen talking more about this and getting into a little bit more about her book. Right back.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Everyone, you're back. We're back. Thanks again for listening in today. We're having a great show with Maureen. A little bit of technical stuff going on there, the first segment, but we're doing good now. We got everything underway. And Maureen was in the middle of talking to us about quantum physics, and she was giving us an example using noise canceling headphones. So, Maureen, please continue.
So the punchline here is, when was the last time you stopped thinking a negative thought before you thought it? It's impossible. So here's a way to use this. It's called twofers. Every time you catch yourself, you notice you're thinking a negative thought, whatever it is, I hate my boss, whatever, then you follow it with two positives that are of the same kind. I love the pay scale. I love my vacation. Mm-hmm. You don't say, I hate my boss, but I love my two kids and I love my husband. That's not a good match.
Right.
It's two positives, but they're not the same energy. Right. So the energy has to match. Now, here's what happens. The wave collapses. You release the negative because it's been neutralized. And then the remaining, the second positive, is the seed. And that's exactly what they're doing with the noise-canceling headphones. They're canceling out the objectionable stuff so that there is a vacuum or a void. And that's what we're creating for ourselves. And what happens is, ultimately, our mind is filled with more positive thoughts than negative, and then that's what we're radiating out to the universe. So we stop doing the undo, and we do the forward movement. Mm-hmm. And you wanted to talk about sacred geometry.
Well, I think so, because it seems like it's an integral part of your new book, Be a Genie.
It is. Sacred geometry is a system of understanding the laws of nature through geometry. And what we're discovering is that we can find sacred relationships that are found in geometry throughout nature. And the original use of geometry included that. And somehow we separated them. And now what we're doing is showing that by understanding that, we create an ability to understand the reality with new eyes. And that new eyes gives us a sense of balance, order, and source code to how to create.
Hmm. Can you give us an example of that?
Okay. So for everybody who had math in fifth grade, you may or may not remember that that's when you learned about a circle and its radius. And no matter how big the circle is, the relationship between the circle and the radius is always including the relationship called pi. And pi is pi. And then there's another well-known relationship called phi, phi. And phi is the relationship that's found between the lengths of the bones of the body. It's found in the relationship of how a tree grows, how plants grow, how leaves grow, and also how our DNA evolves. And that relationship, as known as phi, is also known as the golden mean. The Great Pyramid was built with the golden mean. The Parthenon was built with the golden mean. The buildings all over the United States have been built with the golden mean. You can't even look at a rug that's well made without finding the golden mean in it. And that's a relationship of how things evolve. And I have come to the conclusion with all the 20 years or so of study of sacred geometry of recognizing that the golden mean is source code to creation. And I figured out an easy formula to make all that work. What is important, though, for each of us is to begin to comprehend that once you get this, once you like learn it once, you don't have to remember it. It puts your mind at ease. It's like this. If I tell you that this place that we're going to stay at is extraordinarily quiet and very secure, and you go through one night and it's very quiet and there's not a sound anywhere, you will sleep deeper the next few nights because you know that it's secure and it's quiet. So when you learn the sacred geometry, you don't have to remember everything. All you have to do is learn it once, and your body gets it at every level, and then everything you do after that is reflecting on that.
Wow.
So it changes who we are in a very subtle, substantive way. Yeah.
It kind of reorganizes us in some way to a deeper source code then.
That's true. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if you look at your spice cabinet, you know, you can either have your spices organized by savory and sweet, or you can have them alphabetized, or you can have them in groups the way you use them, but you have to have some kind of order. Because if you don't, every time you go to get a spice, you can't find what you want. And so what this does is shows you the natural order of the universe and helps you kind of get comfortable with that. And then all of a sudden, everything you do follows that order. And when you're following the order of the universe, you have the wind at your back
Wow. Yeah, I think I'm getting it now. Okay. So, Maureen, let's talk about the book then, because as I was saying in the introduction here, is that you have come up with a system to use the secrets of sacred geometry and quantum physics, which we just kind of worked with a little bit, kind of getting an introduction to them, to help people to create, to surpass, to live their dreams, their goals, right?
That's true.
That's pretty amazing, really.
Yeah, it is
pretty amazing.
And
yeah,
I'm
really
testimony
is.
Of it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm teaching it to people everywhere. I will share with you, a woman in Paris sent me an email one time when she knew I was going to be in France. And she said, I'd really like to meet with you for lunch if you would find the time. And when she met up with me, she said, the whole reason I wanted to meet with you is because I wanted to tell you in person how much your teaching me about how to do these things changed my life. And when my friends would say, how can you know that this is going to work, even though it hasn't worked for anybody else? She said, always I refer back to this material, and it proves itself over and over.
Wow.
So there's a lot of steps here, but it's really very easy. You get your arms around a little bit of sacred geometry. We put the sacred geometry in the back because one of the things that I realized over the last 20 years is you don't have to know the sacred geometry. But there's a lot of people who want to know why this works better than any other system. And there's a number of reasons, and that's based in the proofs that follow the work. The ideas are understanding the science and the math, and then using your concept of what it is you want. Let's say you're looking at a big picture window with two windows on either side. The big picture is what you really, really want. The picture on the left is what you have. So let's say you want to be married and you're not. You, on the left, you're single. In the middle, in the big picture window, you're happily married. And on the right, you're celebrating an anniversary. So instead of worrying about how are you going to get to that place where you meet that fabulous person and get hooked up, you allow yourself to have two versions of the reality. And again, this is part of quantum physics, because quantum physics teaches that there's more than one version of the reality. And because we know that scientifically, and they also teach that the observed reality is the reality that the mind believes and co-creates with you. So on one side you have, I'm not married, I'm single. And on the other side of that big picture window, we're celebrating our anniversary. Now, one of the things that the universe does is it gives us more of whatever we're thinking the most about. So when we allow ourselves to think about our present situation with no pain, you know, I'm happily single. I'd like to be with someone, but it's not the end of the world if I'm not. There's lots of cool things I can do because I'm single, and I'm going to make the most of my single time while I've got it. And then on the other side, you see yourself happily in a couple relationship where you get to do things with someone, you get to share your life, and whatever it is you want to do with your beloved. And you hold both of those up in front of you without any resistance. I have this great life over here, and I have this great life over here that's someday part of who I am. And you offer both up. Now, one of the keys here is that the mind cannot tell the difference between a perceived version of the reality and the real one. And there's all kinds of studies like this. For example, the Russians did a study with basketball players. And the basketball players, each of three groups, were given an extra half an hour to practice. The first group gave a full 30 minutes at the foul line. The second group pretended to practice for 30 minutes extra at the foul line. And the third group did nothing for that extra 30 minutes. The first group increased their percentage, 25%. The second group increased their percentage, 24%. And there's all kinds of studies like this. So now advance yourself to that other picture window where you're over there, you're celebrating the anniversary. You're going to make it really real. So if you're going to make it really real, you are going to see yourself in a conversation and hear what he says and what she says. You hear what you say and what the other person says. And maybe when we come back from that break, we can practice with you.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do that. We are going to take a break in just a moment, so you're right on target with that. Just so you will all know, we're talking again. I've said it a couple times, but I'll say it again. Maureen St. Germain, her new book, Be a Genie, is actually a book that I am seeing was written actually a while ago, 20 years ago even. And it's being released, but it's full of this kind of very interesting information we're talking about, how to create more of what you want in life. We are going to come back in a moment, and we will continue where we've left off. So be right back.
Thank you.
join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Hello, everyone. We're back, and thanks again for listening in today. It's a beautiful day down here in North Carolina, and I hope you're having a good day, too. Maureen St. Germain is still with us, and we're going to continue where we left off, talking about quantum physics, the secrets of sacred geometry, and I'm about to become the guinea pig, which I love being. I absolutely love being the guinea pig.
Excellent.
To be an example. So I'm
That's
ready, wherever you want
wonderful.
To go.
Just wonderful.
Green.
So first of all, we had a chance to chat during the break, and Sherry, you want to tell the audience what your heart's desire that we're going to play today at?
Okay, well, being the intangible person that I am, of course, I picked an intangible to manifest, and that is time, which I know seems solid, but I really, you know, in my life, I'm always rushing. I've got a lot to do, and I feel like I enjoy so many things, but I don't feel like I have the time to enjoy it because I'm going from one thing to the next a lot of the time. So I want to manifest a sense of relaxation, ease, and a sense of time that's, and I've always, since I can remember as a kid, had this issue with time of feeling there's not enough. and I want to feel there is enough. I just want to like indulge in time and yet do everything that I'm doing. I don't want to eliminate all the wonderful things I'm doing either. So that's my issue here.
Okay. So if we play with that, first of all, I want to share with all of you that time is expansive. And the proof of that is anybody that has been in a traffic accident will tell you that they could see every single piece of what was happening and everything went into slow motion. How is that possible? Mm-hmm. And the answer is it's part of who we are. And we deliberately have a automatic or a autopilot to experience time one way, but there is no reason why we can't experience time another way, and we have physical proof of that. So you don't have to just believe me. You can just talk to somebody who's been in a car accident and ask them that question.
Well,
so that's the first thing.
It happened to me. It's weird. Even
now, when
I think of the car accident I was in, I feel it in slow motion. Like I just
see
every single thing that happened, just like it was just completely like spinning in this, yeah, completely everything.
So now what that does, that information, what that does is opens your mind to the possibility that you could experience your life in a different way and experience time in a different way than what you have been doing. So one of the things I did early on is I wrote a manifestation, and all of you who are listening, you have to take some notes here. And the manifestation is called Time is on Our Side. And we have plenty of time to do everything that matters to us. I'll say it again. Time is on our side, and we have plenty of time to do everything that matters to us. Now, when it comes to you, Sherry, what I want you to do is imagine your life sometime in the future. Maybe it's 3 months, maybe it's 6 months from now, and you're going to have a conversation with someone that's close to you that you might talk to them about how you experience time. And who might it be? You have to give this person a name, even if it's a fictitious name, but it has to be a real person. So let's say you want to talk about your sister, but you don't want to use her name.
Right.
Give me a fictitious name.
Okay, so let me get this right. I'm going to have a conversation with someone who's in my life, and it's a conversation that's taking place 6 months from now?
That's right.
And it's about
time. We haven't gotten into the content yet. We're just, all I want is the name.
Okay, all right.
Do you
want me to tell you that person's name?
Please.
Okay, that person's name is Barb.
Okay, so you and Barb are having a conversation. Are you likely to do it over the phone, or are you likely to be in person?
In person.
Okay, so now imagine that you're in person, and you're talking to her about your experiences of time, and that you never really tied it together, this idea of your car accident and how everything was in slow motion, and how everything else in your life is in fast motion, and that you wanted to find a balance to get everything in and to experience it with a richer feeling and also feeling of, I get to do what I really love.
Okay,
and
so
there's plenty of time for that.
Having this conversation with her right now, right?
Okay. And what do you say? I want to hear the words you use to describe that current way of already having it.
I say, I never realized how, when I was in that car accident and I felt and saw everything happening in slow motion, that same feeling, that same energy can be part of my life in a relaxing, calming, ease way where everything can still be kind of happening all around me, but my experience of it is a more relaxed kind of experience.
Very cool. And what does she say to you?
She says, I know, I feel it too. It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
And then what do you say back to her that kind of puts the capstone on it?
I say something like, yeah, let's just kind of keep affirming this for each other and feeling and seeing it with each other and knowing that it's a reality that we are both living.
Okay, that's very good. Now, what I will encourage you, as you work with this movie of the mind, that you allow the conversation to take its own form, that you hear what you say to her, and it might change, and you hear what she says to you, and that might change. Now, when you hear her say something that you have not scripted, that's when you know the universe has kind of grabbed it. Made it even more real because it's telling you what's really out there as another version of the reality. Yeah. And it's so fun because every time you feel stressed, oh my gosh, you know, there's not enough time, blah, blah, blah. Then immediately take another 10 seconds and have this mental movie, just run the mental movie. Close your eyes and see yourself with your friend and see her, and you have this conversation. Yeah, it's so amazing. I finally put it together that, you know, the slow-mo that I did in the accident could be applied to my real life, and I can train myself to do that. And I did it, and I'm so happy about that.
Yeah, I can feel that. So that would be,
that's
like
the movie
you said,
of the mind.
I like that energy, like you just said.
That's
where
the genie system, yes. And it's so interesting.
That's the genie system. And when the universe kind of takes over that energy and starts introducing kind of an affirmative, kind of like almost like a dream where the energy is kind of holding you, taking you, and teaching you.
Yes. And this is my, I do have a freebie for your audience. And it is called geniesystem.com. It's at the place called geniesystem.com, real easy for people to find. And it actually is these very specialized intentions that start out with time is on our side and we have plenty of time to do everything that matters. And then the second one is time is on my side and I have plenty of time to do everything that matters to me. And that just kind of sets a little base for yourself, a nice strong foundation. The work, the real work of the genie system is your conversation with your friend, because what that does is anchors in a new version of the reality that, and if your mind hears you say things to her and you hear what she says back, when your friend tells you, yeah, I can feel it, it makes you feel different. You even pronounce that.
It really does. Yeah. So it's actually like an energy shift too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you change your paradigm, and the world changes with you.
Yeah, that's very cool. And it's, you know, what's kind of cool about it, too, is that, you know, the explanations of sacred geometry and quantum physics is absolutely fascinating because I just enjoy learning so much about that. Yet the application of it is really kind of in a higher level of intuitive kind of awareness and knowing and being. And it's not probably as much of the, there is a sense of logic to it and rationality to it. But, I mean, just as we're doing the exercise, it's one of those things I think that you know it by feeling it, you know?
Exactly. So what we're doing is we're teaching your mind that if you have a pretend conversation that you pretend is real, your mind will think it's real. And if your mind thinks it real, you create it.
Right.
And all we're doing is opening up a possibility that you know is real, but you never put it together with that. You know, it's like when somebody said to me recently about the sacred journeys that I'm doing, you know, I feel like you need to do some kind of ceremony to set the tone on this particular sacred journey we're doing to Scotland. And I wrote back and said, what a marvelous idea. Why didn't I think of that? You know, we forget.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I don't know. You could say, too, that that was you thinking of it through someone else, too.
There you go.
An aspect of you.
Yeah.
Right?
Well.
As long as we're talking about these kinds of things.
Yeah,
it could have just been kind of your connection in some way to that, right?
That's right. That's absolutely true. And this particular person is very much the conduit of me when I'm not paying attention to me.
I always find that really, really fun when that happens, where somebody will say something to me like that. And it's like that same feeling of, you know what, that's planted somewhere in my consciousness. And I am so glad that you kind of got it before I got it, so you could kind of remind me of that. But you know, it's kind of all in that energy, all in that mind energy.
Yes.
So we have like no time because we're going to have a break in just a minute. But when we get back, you know, as I see this, you wrote the book, the Genie book, 20 years ago. That's kind of fascinating. And I want you to tell us maybe a little bit about why you are releasing it now. And I don't know, a little bit maybe more about how you kind of yourself came to this book. And then, of course, anything else you'd like to share with us about that. We're going to come back in just a moment. I do want to mention to everybody, please check out my website, sherrydiller.com. And I'm sure you're going to want to check out Maureen's website, too. And her website is maureenstgermain.com, which is maureenstgermain.com, kind of like exactly what you would think, maureenstgermain.com. She has a lot of interesting things coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about that, too. Workshop leader, kinds of fun, lots of fun stuff. So we'll be right back.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit sherrydillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
This is Sherry Dillard, as you probably know by now, and you're listening to Intuit University. So I hope you're all checking out my new book, too, which is You Are a Medium. It's been doing well. I'm getting a lot of good feedback from it. And my book is about kind of the ways that we're helping those on the other side without even knowing that we're doing it. Just in our everyday challenges, things that we're kind of going through, how that kind of vibration and that energy kind of just helps those. As they help us, we help them. And also lots of practical ways to tap into those on the other side that you would like to be stronger communication with. Practice that a little bit. And I talk a lot about your intuitive type and your medium type, the way that you in particular use your intuition, because everybody's a little bit different and we all perceive and connect with those on the other side through our own kind of intuitive strengths. So I'll help you figure that out, what that is, and better communicate. Okay, so we're going back to Maureen's book, Be a Genie. And that is a good question there, Maureen. Is you wrote the book 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And well, it's, why yeah. are you, tell us a little bit why it's being released now.
Well, in my original manifestation work, using the material in the Be a Genie, I manifested a 3-book deal. Now, for those of you who think you know what you're doing, I can attest to the fact that even when I thought I knew what I was doing, and I successfully managed to get a 3-book deal, actually my manifestation was a 2-book deal or better. So I got a 3-book deal from a major publishing house. We signed a contract. I delivered the manuscript. And they had a money crisis. Investors who were coming in changed their minds. And my book fell off the table. And it took over 3 years to get the rights back. And then I was so busy writing other books by that time that I kind of left it. And we began doing a couple of rewrites. So one of the things that I did is I took that as a sign from the universe that if it was going to be a bestseller, it needed to have plenty of rewrites so that it would be really, really good. My original goal in writing this book was to bring in people who already had a sense of science and math and wanted to be able to understand manifestation, an intuitive type thing that you and I do naturally, to bring it into a tangible, understandable, complex or simplistic comparison of the complex in science. And in so doing, I made sure, I even had my physicist husband make sure that all the science in there was accurate and understandable to the layman. But what happened to me is that in that 20 years of when it started, I had a manuscript out there, and the manuscript was getting such good reviews and such good feedback, I really didn't have any incentive to get it out as a book. And one day I thought, you know, I need to get this out as a real book before it gets too old that I can't. And so we did another round of rewrites, which made it even better. And we put all the math in the back so that those of us who don't want to bother with that don't have to. You can go right into the meat of the material. You can learn and do these tools without understanding them, you know. But if you want to learn how to do it from the scratch, you can. So that's why I wrote it. And that's why it took so long to get it out. One of my goals was...
You know, and it almost to me seems, just as you're talking, that it may have been ahead of its time then. It seems that there, you know, that whole kind of understanding 20 years ago is probably not as pervasive as it is now. I think now we kind of maybe, even if we can't understand the way quantum physics and sacred geometry, the science of it, I think we probably have a better understanding that it is significant and that there is a basis there that is, like you said, you know, kind of been proven in that whole third dimensional reality, that realm.
Tell me a little bit, though, about
like how fast can someone work? How, you know, if somebody wants to manifest something in their life, there's a goal that they haven't been able to reach, they want to change something, they've not been successful in other ways, how, like, and they get your book, they decide, I'm going to read the book, like, what would the process be in terms of how quickly could that happen? Do we have to have an understanding of that, or can it be an immediate impact?
You could read only part one and probably start manifesting right away, like within a few days.
Okay, so what I tell people is more about the process.
Okay, so the method itself is pretty straightforward. You work with your awareness of what it is you really want. When I wanted to have money to pay my son's college tuition, and it was going to be $10,000 a year for 4 years. Every single year for 4 years for $40,000. Initially, all I wanted to do was come up with $5,000 for the first semester. At the end of that, I realized, no. I don't want $5,000 every semester for another 7 more times. I want the whole 40 grand because it's too much work. So one of the things that people don't realize is they need to go to the end goal. Don't go to the partial goal. And that's why I told the story about the 3-book deal. You know, I wasn't at the end game. I thought it would be just the book would take care of itself if I just got the book contract. But it didn't turn out that way. So one of the things I teach people is look at what it is you're really wanting to desire and then put it at the end of its game that you would be absolutely thrilled and allow it to manifest. And then the next thing is to create a movie of the mind. And the movie of the mind shows you what happens next. So that movie of the mind is always built on after the outcome has been achieved. So, you know, people say, well, I want to have this, you know, great job. It's not the great job you want. You want to be in the place after you've achieved that and you're working, they love you, you love them, and everybody's happy. That proves that you got the great job. If you just look at yourself landing the great job, you might get stuck. You might not make it. So you go beyond it, and then the universe fills in the blank, fills in that space that you created.
You know, and when you're talking too, it seems to me that actually empowers it more, because what you're going to is the kind of, you know, the emotional, what we, you know, because we want things, but what we really want is the feeling that we perceive those things are going to give us.
Yes.
So if we go all the way to the feeling end of that, which is, you know, just whatever that may be, feeling of ease, feeling happy, feeling whatever that is, then it seems like it would kind of empower it even more too. You know, Maureen, we're almost out of time. I know you've been a great guest. I so much appreciate your kind of jumping into this. We've just got a couple minutes. Please, everyone, check out Maureen's book, Be a Genie, Create Love, Success, and Happiness. I'm sure you can get it on Amazon. Check out her website. Is there something you'd like to leave us with, Maureen?
Yes, one very wonderful tool that absolutely greases the wheels for everything you do. Ask for and claim a day of heaven on earth for yourself, everyone you meet, your family system, your coworkers,
that is really
everybody.
Nice. That is just beautiful. You know, that's one of the nicest things I've heard. You know, can you imagine that if we did that every day, every single person, to kind of really, like what you're saying too, with the mind, creating a movie of that, of heaven on earth for yourself and someone else or every other person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is, I love that. Yeah. Well, this has been great, Maureen. Again, thank you so much for kind of jumping into this last moment. Again, we're wishing the best to Karen. She'll be back with us, I'm sure, when she's up and going again. And we'll have kind of whatever, you know, her gifts, beautiful gifts of heart opening, cleaning, clearing, the heart chakra and intuitive awareness with Karen. Again, thank you so much for listening in. Please check out my website, check out Maureen's website, and have an absolutely wonderful day. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. SherryDillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.